I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suicide bomber targeted students at a university in the Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing 48 people and wounding at least 67 in the attack. The attack was blamed by an Islamic State group. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal investigators are warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking ATMs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
During what it calls an ATM cash-out, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards.
A new report came out that said Google may still be tracking you even though you turn off your location tracking. Now, this doesn't seem to sit right with many consumers, and Morgan Wright is the CEO of Crowdsource Investigating. He says turning off your tracking on Google, it's not too easy.
They do it even if you shut off your location tracking, say, I don't want to track where I'm at. They still do it. Look, this is one of those things to drill down and find it. It takes 8 steps and 3 PhDs to figure out where do you have to go into the settings to do it. It is not intuitive. It took people from Princeton. Very smart guys at Princeton to figure this out. So can you imagine 99.9% of the rest of us have no clue how to go and shut this off
before
that
in
fact it was being done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Senogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Senogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Senogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suicide bomber targeted students at a university in the Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing 48 people and wounding at least 67 in the attack. The attack was blamed by an Islamic State group. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal investigators are warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking ATMs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
During what it calls an ATM cashout, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards.
A new report came out that said Google may still be tracking you even though you turn off your location tracking. Now, this doesn't seem to sit right with many consumers, and Morgan Wright is the CEO of Crowdsource Investigating. He says turning off your tracking on Google, it's not too easy.
They do it even if you shut off your location tracking, say, I don't want to track where I'm at. They still do it. Look, this is one of those things to drill down and find it. It takes 8 steps and 3 PhDs to figure out where do you have to go into the settings to do it. It is not intuitive. It took people from Princeton. Very smart guys at Princeton to figure this out. So can you imagine 99.9% of the rest of us have no clue how to go and shut this off
before
that
in fact
was being done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Madre Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suicide bomber targeted students at a university in the Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing 48 people and wounding at least 67 in the attack. The attack was blamed by an Islamic State group. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care?
And good afternoon and welcome to a new live edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We meet to you each Wednesday here, live in studio from 2 to 3 p.m., talking all things about your home. Today's topic is called cheats. That is right, I said cheats. Things that you could do, inexpensive options to update your home and sort of work with the wallet a little bit. We have a lot of stuff to cover today, but why don't we take a look at the weather? Because I think we're going to have a reprieve, Connor, for maybe a day or two of no rain, although I'm not 100% sure with the weather what's going to be transpiring.
Yep. All right.
Okay, so what's going on with the weather, Connor?
It's currently 87 degrees, and it's going to be nice and sunny. We have a few clouds, and that's going to continue until Thursday night. Tomorrow we're going to have a high of 92 degrees, so it's going to be really hot. Thursday night we're going to get some thunderstorms, and then that's going to continue all the way through Friday night. We have a high of 90 degrees on Friday, so still really hot. Uh-huh. And then on Saturday it'll be partly sunny with a high of 84, and Sunday it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 79. So really nice weekend.
But not rain during the day, which is a good thing. Okay. So our topic today is called sheets. And that is those things that when you want to make some renovations on your home that you can do and sort of make it look better without breaking the bank. I'm working for a couple of realtors right now, and we're getting some houses ready to go on the market. And some of the people, because they don't feel that they're getting their value or what they expected to get, do realize they have to renovate, but they don't want to make the full commitment financially to renovating a space that they're not going to live in. So I've came up with a list of cheats because I think it's very current and relevant that people say, well, I have to spend money on my house that I'm not getting money to sell. Yeah, unfortunately, that's the economy we're in. And sometimes you have to stop the bleeding. Sometimes people are going to be going into foreclosure if they don't sell the house themselves. Sometimes you need to move on in your life. But in order to have a house sell today, at least in our New York, New Jersey market, houses have to look good. They have to look clean. They have to look fresh. Not many people are looking to do a fixer-upper anymore, so we have to make those things come to fruition. All right, so I think we're going to take our first set of commercials, and then we'll come back with our topic today, which is called cheats.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber, As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and general contractor working in the tri-state area for the past 21 years. In those years, I've done a lot of projects, single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, commercial spaces, restaurants, hair salons, you name it. And through those years, I've learned some tricks of the trade. And that's why I think this topic is so kind of interesting and a little bit naughty. And that is cheats, ways to get things done when the budget isn't there, but make an impact. Now, I always said that paint was magic. It was transformative. And I truly believe that painting a space really can be transformative and it can overcome a lot of obstacles. These days, with the colors getting lighter and lighter, just changing out some dark colors, saturated colors, to some more light colors really does make a difference. So painting is definitely key to change, and we'll talk a little bit about things that you can do to do that. But one of the things I wanted to talk about is bathrooms. So the most expensive rooms in your house to update are your kitchen and your bathroom. So if you're going to do a kitchen or a bathroom renovation and you're going to have to demo the space, it's going to require you get a dumpster, which is very expensive, because not only when you do a dumpster do you pay for the dumpster, you pay when the trash is weighed, you get a second bill, which not everybody knows that. You pay for the dumpster upon delivery, and then you pay the back end for the weight of the trash. And sometimes what happens is your neighbors or other people will see there's a dumpster and throw stuff into your dumpster, so that's not always such a good thing. You also often have to get permits when you do bathroom renovations and kitchen renovations, which are very expensive and can hold up your project and make it go on longer. So sometimes with a bathroom renovation, if you're keeping everything in the same place, you're just replacing surfaces, like a toilet where a toilet was, like a sink where a sink was, like a shower where a shower was, it's considered a redecoration, not a construction project. So that in itself is a cheat. If you keep your project, if your mechanicals are working for you, you're not required to get permits. That's a great cheat that will save you a lot of money and a lot of time. So try to keep your mechanicals the same. Same holds true for a kitchen. If your kitchen is just very outdated, even if you're going to replace all the surfaces, if you're putting a range where a range was and a refrigerator was a refrigerator was and a sink where a sink was, again, that's a cheat. It's just a redecoration, and that's going to save you a lot of money and time. So let's start from the floors up. Let's talk about bathrooms and kitchens as well in particular. Most bathrooms have what on the floor, Connor?
What's tile.
Tile, exactly. Now, tile styles change a lot through the years. Years ago, tile was very little. Then tile was sort of medium-sized. Now tile is very large and also back again to very small. So it just depends upon the times and what's popular. Now, what I always say for people with bathrooms when they renovate is go white. You will never go wrong with a white bathroom. You can bring all your color and your decoration, and they don't go out of style. I particularly like the 1 or 2 inch hex tile on the floor. The classic hexagon tile is kind of nice, and I do like 3x6 subway tile for a shower enclosure. Again, it will never go out of style with a nice comfort height white toilet and white sink, and then you can do what you want with the vanity. That's the perfect solution. If you don't have that, if you have a blue toilet, changing out a toilet is something that's very inexpensive to do. For literally like $100, if you keep the commode in its same spot and replace it out with a white toilet, boy, did you make a change in that space. Let's talk about the floor, though. So I want to start with the floor. And let's say you do have a floor tile that's white. You've inherited a floor tile that's white. But maybe it's not necessarily a hex tile or really big, modern, linear tile. One of the things that you can do to make that space look more updated is to stain your grout. There are a couple of very good companies out there. One of them is called SurGrout, and they're throughout the tri-state area. And now I understand that Stanley Steamer also has a grout solution. What they actually go in is they actually stain or paint and then seal your grout. And the cheat is that you make your grout color exactly the same color as the floor tile. So when you make your, you have white tile, or maybe even off-white tile, and you find a grout that's the same color, it makes a tile that's maybe 4x4 look like all one piece, because you're no longer, what happens over time that you notice with that tile? You don't start to see the tile anymore, you start to see the grout, because the grout gives you the look of the separation of tiles. So if you have a size like 4x4 or 6x6 for a bathroom tile, that's kind of a dated tile. But if it's white or off-white, what you do is you just do the grout, have it match the tile and sealed, and now it looks like one floor. So that's a really good cheat, and that's a really good way to save money on a renovation and make your bathroom look nice. The second cheat I want to talk about in the bathroom is tubs. I worked on a house where people went in and did that acrylic overlay where somebody had a powder blue tub and funny tile, and they decided that the best thing for them to do was do an acrylic overlay. I am not a fan of them whatsoever. I think they look cheesy and terrible. So what I came in and did was I took the acrylic overlay, which was all cracked anyway, and took it off and went back to the original tub. Now, the original tub was put in 1960, so that was a beautiful cast iron tub. I couldn't even replace that tub with a tub of the same quality. The problem was it was powder blue. If a tub is not cracked and it is working for you with the size of the tub, what you can do is have your tub reglazed. And a reglazed tub, you really cannot tell. It's a quick fix. For somewhere between $300 to $550, you can have that good cast iron tub glazed white. You don't want to be in the room while they're doing it. They'll put a fan out, and it takes about 3 hours. And by the next day, you have a usable tub that's a crisp white surface. Another cheat, another way to not have to demo the space. And not have to break up a tub and put it into the dumpster. You don't need to get in a dumpster now. So it's another quick cheat to get your space up to date without spending a lot of money. All right, we're going to go to, are we at news yet? We're just about at the news hour. Maybe we're starting a little bit earlier. So why don't we go to our news, and we'll be back with a lot more. Today's program is entitled Cheats, things you can do to make your home updated without spending a lot of money.
USA Radio News.
The suspected terrorist accused of plowing through cyclists outside the House of Parliament was recently kicked out of a university. The Sudanese immigrant is continuing to be questioned by the authorities. Aaron Cohen is a security analyst and former member of the Israel Defense Forces. He says what we saw yesterday in the UK is a new form of terrorism.
Well, I think what we're seeing, guys, is the next evolution of terrorism, which I'm calling nomad terror. And what I mean by that is you just don't have to belong to a terror group anymore. We've been saying the term, and we've said it, you know, dozens of times, you and I, lone wolf. And, yeah. And I think there's a next evolution that's happening here. And so you don't have to be part of a terror cell. You don't have to be given specific instructions.
Students at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School returned to a more secure campus today as they begin their first school year since a gunman killed 17 people in the freshman building. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More positive economic news released by the federal government and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the highlights.
Retail sales a lot stronger in July than experts thought they'd be. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.5% last month, well above the 0.1% retail analysts had forecast. Sales were almost 6.5% higher than in July of last year. Big gains in clothing and motor vehicles driving the increase last month. The latest estimate of productivity and labor costs also better than expected. The figures show productivity up 2.9% for the second quarter, the strongest performance in 3 years. Labor costs are down 0.9%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A suicide bomber targeted students at a university in the Shiite neighborhood of Kabul, Afghanistan on Wednesday, killing 48 people and wounding at least 67 in the attack. The attack was blamed by an Islamic State group. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Federal investigators are warning U.S. banks about a sophisticated global fraud scheme involving cyber criminals hacking ATMs. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
During what it calls an ATM cashout, the FBI says thieves can hack a bank or payment card processor and use cloned cards at ATMs worldwide to withdraw millions in just a few hours. The Bureau warned the attacks were expected in the coming days. It also said hackers plan to use malware to access bank customer information, exploit network access, and allow large-scale ATM thefts. Experts say the thieves send data to co-conspirators who imprint the information on reusable magnetic strip cards.
A new report came out that said Google may still be tracking you even though you turn off your location tracking. Now, this doesn't seem to sit right with many consumers, and Morgan Wright is the CEO of Crowdsource Investigating. He says turning off your tracking on Google, it's not too easy.
They do it even if you shut off your location tracking, say, I don't want to track where I'm at. They still do it. Look, this is one of those things to drill down and find it. It takes 8 steps and 3 PhDs to figure out where do you have to go into the settings to do it. It is not intuitive. It took people from Princeton very smart guys at Princeton to figure this out. So can you imagine 99.9% of the rest of us have no clue how to go and shut this off
before
that
in fact
it was being done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And welcome back to Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. And just a, you know, a little inside thing. Today is Connor's, my assistant Connor's, last day. He's going to be going back to school, so we're kind of sad. Now I have to do everything myself. So you see a difference in the production value after you leave. But this is the second year that Connor's been with me, and you've done a great job. I really very much appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your input, and when I ask you questions, I very much value your opinion. So our topic today happens to be cheats. And these are little things that often I come up with when we have a budget issue, things that you can get the most out of your buck. But I'm going to throw something on you guys that I mention from time to time. I have a wonderful deal at Maven Hill Designs in both my location right here in Ringo's, right outside of Flemington, and in my North Jersey location in Maplewood that I do offer. For a flat fee of $199 plus tax, $200 plus tax, I will come out to your home and just give you some general ideas. So you can do the work yourself if it's a budget problem. Obviously, I have the ability to get everything done for you. But if it's a budget issue, let me give you some direction. For only $200, I'll come out to the house plus tax. I'll come out to the house. I'll give you general color ideas, how to lay stuff out, and make it the best it could be. It's the best $200 that you'll ever spend. So that in itself, it's own cheat. My two locations, the one here in the Flemington-Hunterdon County area, is Maven Hill Designs at 176 Route 20231 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting with over 6,000 square feet of lighting and accessories for you to take a look at. My other location at Maven Hill Designs is in northern New Jersey at the Maplewood, New Jersey train station across the street with four rooms of furniture and accessories, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. So to reach Maven Hill Designs to book that consultation for $199 for fresh eyes to take a look at your space, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, so we talked a little bit, Connor, about cheats that we can do, and we talked about the grout. The grout is a great solution. People don't often think that grout is transformative. Grout is more transformative than tile, because old tile always, what do you see with old tile? You see ugly grout lines, right? Dirty grout. So make sure that the grout matches the tile exactly. It becomes one surface. It doesn't become so broken down that you just see the grout. That's a great cheat. The second cheat we talked about in a bathroom is reglaze your tub. Don't do that acrylic cover. People always know what that was, and they always assume that there's a damaged tub underneath and there's going to be water damage. So do it. It's inexpensive. It's less expensive than the acrylic overlay, and just reglaze the tub. If it needs to be repaired, repair it and reglaze those tubs. Unless there's something wrong with it, I think that's your best bet to go as an overlay. The next thing is itself is just tile surrounds. Now, a tile surround, just like the floor surround, if the tile is in good shape, or even maybe if one or two tiles are damaged, hopefully you can replace those tiles themselves and then just seal and stain the grout to match the same color. That is a big change. Worst case scenario, if you have to change out tile, there's nothing less less expensive than 3x6 white subway tile. You can get it at Home Depot, you can get it at Lowe's, you can get it at any place you can think of. It's very, very inexpensive. And if you have to change out a tub surround or a shower surround that's pink to white, that can be transformative. Glaze the tub white. If the tub was maybe pink and then the tile around it was pink, glaze the tub, $300 to $400. Take the tile out just where it's pink and replace it with white tile, and it's amazing. It has been said that you can also glaze the tiles. I haven't seen that be as successful as I'd like it to be, but tubs, it seems to me that it's seamless when it comes to the tubs, and that's something else that you can do very much as a cheat. Here is another cheat, your vanities. If you have a vanity, single vanity, double vanity, and so on, and it looks dated and worn out, don't necessarily rip it out and replace that vanity. Again, we have to get a dumpster. It's going to go into a landfill. paint your vanity. A lot of people have vanities and they become, because they're stained, they become worn out looking because the stain over time with the water and the moisture kind of fails, or they look worn out. And then when you replace them with a new stain, they don't quite match up to what was originally done and they look dated and tired. If the top of your vanity is a neutral surface, you can paint your vanity that's been stained a color. I did one on Monday where the top of the vanity was white, the sinks were white, but the vanity themselves, and it was a big 72-inch, 6-foot double vanity, was a dark cherry with gold hardware, and it looked very dated. So what I did was I sanded the vanity myself so it would take a tooth. I took the gold hardware off, which wasn't that hard to do, and then I painted it a dark charcoal gray semi-gloss. Well, it looks like you had a brand new vanity. The white and then the dark gray looked amazing together, updated. The cost of a gallon of paint, which I think was $64. And then I went out and I got some really nice chrome hardware. The dark gray against the brightness of the chrome with the white sink and the white countertop. Amazing. Don't be afraid to paint your vanities. You can get a nice finished look from your vanities. The same thing holds true with your kitchen cabinets. If you have kitchen cabinets that are dated looking because of the finish, maybe they're a pickled, maybe they're that golden oak, they're a great paintable surface. Another thing I want you to keep in mind is when I painted this vanity on Monday, I didn't only just paint the outside of the vanity, I also painted the inside of the vanity. Because if you're going to sell a house and people open it up and they see that old interior, it's kind of like not a good sheet. You want to paint the surface throughout, and you want to make sure it's dry, that it accepted the paint well because you've done a really good sand first. The hardware is installed properly so there's no gaps. But that can be transformative in a space. It could make, as long as your cabinets are in good functioning order, definitely the way to go. So I did gray in this case, dark gray because I had white, but the same thing holds true if you had a countertop that was some sort of a stone, you'd want to have a sense of balance. If it was a stone, you'd want to go dark. If it was a dark stone, you'd want to go light, so you get a sense of balance. So that very much also is a cheat that works. Painting in itself is a cheat. Sometimes you can't afford to paint an entire home. It's just too expensive. Now, we've talked about this on Modern Design before. Just paint your trim. You can make the way your paint looks on the walls look like a different color by painting the trim. And what you do is you go whiter. So Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams both have an ultra white or a super white. Paint out all your trim, fresh white trim. Even if your trim is already white, go from white to super white semi-gloss. Now, trim is not just the baseboards. Trim is doors. Trim is window surround. Trim is all that space around your house. Paint your trim as a cheat. It's going to be a lot less expensive. You can buy white, they're white or super white in buckets, in 5-gallon buckets, so it's a lot less expensive to paint. And that in itself is a cheat and can be very transformative. Another cheat for sprucing up a bathroom is your shower floor. You know, tile has gotten so wonderful now. There's so many beautiful tiles out there. Let's say you have a white tile bathroom and it's in pretty good shape, but the floor is kind of cracked or dirty looking or it's not special. You can just take that area, the shower pan of the floor, and you can get a really good looking tile. That's what I did in the bathroom I was working on Monday. I found really nice 2x2 hex Carrara tile, and some of them had texture so you wouldn't slip on them. So I put that in this, and it was a big, it was a shower for two. I put that on the floor surface. It looked amazing. I didn't have to spend the money on that marble surface for the whole floor, just the shower floor, because we did a frameless shower enclosure so you could see through to it, and it stood out. And you didn't have to tile everything, just the shower floor. That's a cheat that really could make a difference and really made the space look as wonderful as it possibly could be. I think we have one more round of commercial messages,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be back with more of our show, Cheats.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. We're kind of gabbing a little bit when we're on commercials because I'm going to not have Connor and I'm going to have to figure out all this mess myself again. And I kind of get lazy in the summer and I just let him do that thing. So we're going to miss that. So we're just commiserating about what we do and how we do it, which is really a lot of fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So Connor not only helps me here at WHCR-DB in Flemington for our radio show, but then we quickly jet on down to Princeton at Princeton Community Television, where if anybody follows me on social media, I have a new television show on the Comcast channel called Designed for the Times. In fact, sometimes when we go to shoot, when I leave here, I almost say Modern Design when the cameras go on because I sort of have to differentiate between the two. And sometimes our topics are the same and sometimes they're different. Obviously, today's different. Our topic on the television show, which we're going to tape at 4 o'clock, is all about window treatments. And my rep, Dennis Woost from Graber, is going to talk about shades and how they've changed. Now, people aren't even doing blinds as much. They're doing these new solar shades that have perforations in them, and they're using them as a window treatment, and how things have gotten simpler. And also, how they're better now at, they have things where there's light control and protection from UV rays from some of these treatments they have. So it's very interesting. And we'll do that today at 4 o'clock. So our topic today happens to be cheats, things that you can do. We're talking about bathrooms mostly now, but also kitchens and things that you can do to sort of a cheat to get an update to your home without spending tons of money. So we talked about grout and how it's transformative. We talked about painting your vanity as opposed to replacing it. We talked about new hardware and how new hardware can bring things back to light. We talked about trim, just trim indoors, painting them out. You know, one of the things that I do almost all the time now is when I go into a house and it has stained trim and stained doors, when you change from stained trim indoors to painted, wow, does that make a house look new. It really, really makes a difference. For some reason, unless you have a very specific house like a Tudor or something where they should remain stained, you know, the window casings and the doors, when you change them out to white from stained wood, it just looks fresh, makes the rooms look bigger, and very much a cheat that will work well for you. Then we talked about in the bathroom, instead, if you don't have the budget to do the entire floor, do the shower floor. Make the shower floor stand out and look really elegant and coexist with the other floors, but make that work. You know, also the hardware itself, the faucets, things of that nature. Maybe you're going to keep the same countertop, but you're going to change the faucets, change them out to a new surface. Maybe you had gold before, do brushed nickel, do something that's a little bit different, do chrome, do something, do iron, do a new finish, and just changed out the faucets. That's something that you can do. The drains, maybe your drain has a dated look to it. Maybe see if you can fit a square drain in now. You know, the square shapes are kind of nice. That's something that you can do. Also, if you have a surface that has an undermount sink and the sinks are a little cracked and dated, you can rip out those sinks and replace them with a new white china sink, a fresh sink, very inexpensive, maybe $100 or so per sink, and that could make a space look fresh without replacing every surface. One thing you have to keep in mind when you do renovation on a house, whether it's 5 years old or I guess maybe 200 years old, is that once you rip things out, there's always new problems that arise. So if we can do less and be less invasive, there's a more of an opportunity for us to save money and time when you're doing something. So that's a great cheat. Here's another great cheat for you. A really good-looking shower curtain. A really good-looking shower curtain can be a sort of a cheat, a way of making a bathroom, if you have a bathroom that's crisp and white but not very interesting. A really updated shower curtain with a really nice design and really nice color can sort of distract from a bathroom that's just okay. Work with what you have. Also, paint colors. Go with the paint colors that we always talk about on modern design for bathrooms. What do we talk about for bathrooms?
A lot of white.
White, and then lots of blues and greens. Mm-hmm. Soft, spa-like colors are the best in that space. So if you have maybe a pale, pale blue with all that white, a white bathroom, white tile, with a pale spa blue color on it, and then a really good-looking shower curtain that maybe is some sort of a herringbone pattern with a little bit of silver going and a couple of accessories. Again, even something as simple as a really good trash can in the corner there that's sharp-looking with maybe a metal finish and a great container for soap and some good towels, and you can really make a bathroom on a cheat really work well. So let's talk a little bit about kitchens and things you can do to cheat a kitchen, if you will, to make it look better. The same thing is true with the bathrooms about the grout off. And I don't think I've ever gotten to a kitchen that had a tile where we didn't work with a grout. That makes a really, really big difference by changing out the grout and have it be cohesive. Your backsplash. If your cabinets aren't bad and your countertops aren't bad, but you had a backsplash that you did in the 90s and it has like grapes and oranges and all sorts of fruit and stuff when they were doing that, you can very inexpensively get rid of your backsplash, take it down, and replace it with a more neutral, more updated backsplash. I always say it's smart to make your more expensive surfaces neutral and then have the accessories have the pop. And that's what people are doing today with decorating. So perhaps you have a very ornate, maybe it was the old-fashioned 4x4 tumbled marble or things that had roosters on it or what was ever in style at the time. Fruit was very big. Take that down. You might have to refresh the sheetrock and then pick a really nice, you can go to a big box store, you don't have to go to an expensive tile store, and pick a clean white subway tile, maybe something that has a little texture to it. Maybe you don't do 3x6, maybe you do 3x12 so it's linear looking. Maybe you do the new look now is stacked where they're on top of each other. But keep it white and keep it plain and keep it simple. That in itself, changing out a backsplash without changing the cabinets, without changing the countertops, but working with what you have, is also an amazing cheat and can take you a lot of places. So, accessories also are great cheats. So you go into a space and perhaps you went into it and country French was in style. So you have roosters on the table and you have lots of golds and reds and all that kind of thing. If your base surfaces are relatively neutral, perhaps you have a white kitchen, but you've accessorized it with something that has become classically dated. Take all the accessories out of the space. Look at the core space itself and see what you can do to change it. Paint color in a kitchen can be transformative. Maybe you have a gold kitchen. Let's paint it a nice shade of gray. If you have white cabinets, they're going to work together. So the colors that we're using today are more like blues and grays. So maybe if you have a white kitchen, maybe we bring a strong color in like navy. And it's easy right now when you go to any of these stores. And you don't have to shop in the most expensive stores. Look for outlet stores, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, all these places. There's a lot of haunts that you can find stuff. Maybe we say we like blue, dark blue. So we get a nice inexpensive set of dark blue, like a cobalt blue dishes. Maybe some blue glass. Maybe you go down the street here. There's a wonderful place called Ladylike Antiques where she collects wonderful dishes, beautiful glass. We get some blue glass going on. We switch it out to whites and dark blue, which in itself is a new look. Maybe get some new mats for the table that are maybe blue and white herringbone. That in itself is a cheat. If you change your accessories out because the space is relatively neutral, you will make it look more modern. You will make it look more updated without doing anything else to it. What about you, Connor? I'm going to defer to you because we talked a lot last year, and I wanted to leave some time mm-hmm. in the program on Sheets for talking about stuff that you're going to do when you go back to school. Now, do you know who you're going to room with this year?
Yeah, I'm going to be rooming with the same person that I've been rooming with for the past 2 years, one of my best friends, Eric.
So you're going to go into your junior year.
I'm going into my junior year of college, yes.
And you have definite ideas about your dorm room, as I remember. Well, Jesse had it more, probably, mm-hmm. but you have different ideas about your dorm room. Are you going to be in a different dorm than you were last year?
Yeah.
Is that just natural progression? You always go mm-hmm. to a different dorm?
Yeah, basically. What I'm going to be living in, I'm going to be in an apartment, a five-person apartment.
Are you going to switch to from a dorm to like that sort of off-campus apartment?
Well, it's still on
campus. It's on
campus,
but it's a little bit more freedom. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to have my own room, and then there's also going to be a shared living room and kitchen and dining area.
So in that space, how many bathrooms do they have in that space?
Two bathrooms for five people.
Oh, so that's not so bad.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
And then I would imagine last year when you were in the dorm, you had what? You had those cinder block walls.
Oh, yeah, no, it was awful. I think switching over now, it's going to be just plain sheetrock.
Sheetrock. You can do anything.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to have a little bit more freedom. Mm-hmm. It won't be as annoying to put up decorations. I remember I had the consistent issue of things not being able to stick to the cinder block walls.
Well, let's talk about that because that's very relevant as a cheat. So often your freshman or sophomore year, you go back to school as I did when I went to Montclair University. And I, like you, I had a dorm room that was painted cinder block, right? Super mm-hmm. ugly, painted white or off-white, probably off-white. And I really couldn't hang anything or make it look like anything.
Yeah.
What are some cheats that people that are going off to college for the first time, because you've done it already, mm-hmm. can do to that stupid tiny dorm room, that cinder block walls, to make it look like something? What did you kind of do as a cheat to make that look better? How'd you get things to stick to the wall?
Well, what are they called? It's the
3M?
The 3M is really good. It actually works.
Now, do you have to hold the 3M down for a while, let it sit before you put anything on it?
You put it down for like 10 seconds. And
oh, fast.
It's good. Yeah, no, it's not horrible.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty reliable. I've had a lot more issues with things like posters, stuff that I don't want to do, put 3M on, because then it'll just rip up the poster.
Right.
So something that I've seen other people do is using the 3M hooks mm-hmm. to tie string to the hooks and then have it draped across the wall and then attaching things to the string. So people would create an entire wall of Polaroids that they've taken.
Oh, isn't that
and
great?
Clip them almost like a...
Like almost like a drying your clothes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, which is, in a way, it's kind of a look itself. I've seen people mm-hmm. try to do that with wire, and then they create art that they could change all the time with wires that hang from the main wire, which is kind of a cool thing to do. You know, you also could take those posters that you like and get a thin, inexpensive frame from any art store, and then you could hang them with the 3M film, which is kind of a nice thing to do, because then it kind of keeps it from, you know, if someone comes over and you drink beer and somebody spills something on it, it protects it from getting damaged, which is a good thing to do. What's another cheat for people that are going back to school now to make that dorm room have a sense of style to them? When I went to college 1,700 years ago, I remember I was in an all-boys jock dorm, and everybody had nice rooms, and they had, like, you know, they had style to their rooms, mm-hmm. and they did some things. What are some things that you did last year?
I would say something that I kind of changed since going from, it's kind of evolved with each year. I see a lot of freshmen going in and using the default, like, big package things, and it's like all cheap plastic and it's all one color.
Yeah.
And it's just like to have the basics for when you go in, you're going to get rid of that stuff after your first year.
Right.
So just take the time to actually pick something out that you know you're going to like and mm-hmm. is going to be good quality, because everything that I bought going into my freshman year of college, I've either gotten rid of or mm-hmm. is just sitting somewhere in my house and I'm not using anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, to me, I think a good cheat is to get some really, really good are good looking, I should say anyway, linens on your bed. Come up with a color combination you like. And then because the space is so small and you probably can't paint or change the walls, make everything that pop color. Like probably if I was doing yours, your pop color would be green.
Yes, I do.
So
like
I do everything in that cool green color and have it throughout the space. And then you have a consistent look, which in itself is definitely a cheat on the space. So now that you're going back to more of like a on-campus, I should say, apartment, there's other people involved. So how are you going to be able to do some of the some jazzing up?
Well, I do have my own room inside of the apartment. So
your own room.
Yeah, I have my own single room.
Oh, you can do whatever you want.
So I can do whatever I want
in
that room.
Can you paint it if you want?
I don't think I can paint it. Or I could just paint it and paint it back before anyone else notices. Okay. But probably not going to do that.
Now, I have a suggestion for you, something that you might want to try, which I'm going to actually feature in my Maplewood store is Sherwin-Williams, who has been a guest. They've been not the Sherwin-Williams, but Sherwin-Williams company has been a guest on the show many times and on the television show, has a new product, and it's great, great, great for somebody who's in an apartment, great for somebody that's in a dorm room and they want some style to the way their space look. This is the ultimate cheat. Sure, if you go to any of the Sherwin-Williams stores, they're carrying wallpaper that is temporary.
Interesting.
So let's say you like the look of reclaimed wood, and you want to do something on your headboard wall because you just have this like dorm room bed or an apartment or anything, and you want to create a look just on one wall. Go to Sherwin-Williams. They have ones that look like white birch. They have ones that look like weathered wood. They have ones that look like exposed brick. They have ones that look like that botanical print with the greens. Yeah. They have unbelievable stylish ones. They have ones that are herringbone. And you can do that as a cheat. Instead of doing real wallpaper, you can do this removable wallpaper that goes on. It looks amazing. And when your time is up or you just want to change the look, you just pull it off the walls. What do you think about that?
That's really interesting.
And not that expensive.
Yeah. It seems kind of strange that this is something that hasn't existed before.
No, it's new. And I was so impressed by it. I'm like, I cannot wait to try it. Can you imagine you have your room now and you want to make it look like something and you have this like rectangular box and not a lot going on and you do something that looks like white birch on one wall? Really good looking, right?
Yeah.
So it could really change things a lot. So that's something that's definitely a cheat. We talked about picking one color and make it be a pop. That's definitely a cheat. I also want to talk about art, which is a cheat. When you have a space, transitional spaces in a place, and you don't have the money for expensive art, you can create art yourself by just very simply getting your phone, going to nature, taking some wonderful images, blowing them up, and then going to any craft store. And often this time of year in August, everything is on sale. Pick one type of frame, the mat often in it, and then create a series, 3, 6, 9, in a row, and create a gallery wall. Whether they're all one size or maybe different sizes, but all one type of a theme. And you can create an art wall for literally almost nothing, and really is a great cheat. So if you have, let's say you're coming into a foyer, and there's not much to the foyer, and you don't really even have room for a little foyer table, what you can do is come up with an inexpensive gallery. Go to something that you really love. Maybe you do all different types of ferns, take pictures of different types of ferns. Go to Shutterfly or one of these places, develop them, and then do sort of like a really nice white frame with white, and then put that against a gray wall. Boom, you have a gallery wall. Again, another cheat. Door hardware is a great cheat. Inexpensive drapery panels to cover, maybe windows that look dated, is a great cheat. A lot of things out there that are cheats that can really get you through and make space look great. So I think we're coming to the end of the show. Connor, thank you for so much helping me this summer.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
It's over too easy. And I will see you again. I'll be back. My listeners, I'll be back next Wednesday right here in studio with another episode of our continuing program, which is Modern Design. Thank you for listening and watching, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, Turkey retaliated against the United States for sanctions placed against the country for not freeing U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, who is facing terrorism charges and a prison sentence. Congressman David Kustoff of Tennessee says all this back and forth on tariffs is only going to hurt Turkey.
The leader there, Erdogan, has really, I think, crippled their country by the tariffs that they put on the United States. I mean, banning the iPhone, that only hurts their citizens.
The search for 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts continues. Now, there's been a website set up, and tips are continuing to flow into that website. Tibbetts' dad joined Fox News earlier today.
You know, for anybody who might be involved in this, I would say you've made a mistake. You can end it now. We can all get on with our lives, and so do the right thing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier.
One, two,
and what we really need is better quality sleep.